20th Century Fox. A news corporation company. Fox 2000 Pictures presents.
Oh, the weather outside is
a Michael London production. A smartly dressed woman with her hair in a tight bun.
Since we've no place to go.
Mrs. Meredith.
Let it snow, let
for the last time, this isn't a popularity contest. I don't care if it's the Friday before Christmas. She'll have Monday off. Look, the bottom line is there's no way I'm letting that report go without having seen it. All right, look, here's what you're gonna do. Get Rebecca to reach Ken. He should be on the ground by now. You tell him, forward his file. Well, she's gonna have to change her reservation, isn't she? Wait a minute, hold on, I've got another call. Hold on, don't leave. Miss Meredith. Oh, okay, terrific. All right, I'm gonna call you back. Don't leave.
A man with matinee idol looks is shopping.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bill, combine the files, get them to me. I'll look them over to... Ooh, Everett. Is that for Amy? No, the red one. You know, I'll look them over. I'll get back to her. But tell her to tell the printers to... No, you don't forget it. Wait, I'm going to call you back.
The red one, please.
Oh, red.
Yeah, that's perfect.
He puts his arm around the woman.
Merry Christmas.
The Family Stone. Claire Danes. Diane Keaton, Rachel McAdams. Dermot Mulroney. Craig T. Nelson. Sarah Jessica Parker. Luke Wilson. Ty Giordano. Brian White, Elizabeth Reaser, Paul Schneider. Music by Michael Giacchino. Written and directed by Thomas Bezzuccia. A 4x4 pulls up on the snowy drive of a large suburban house. A handsome black man with his white boyfriend climb out and fetch some presents from the boot. Inside, a middle-aged woman with dark-rimmed glasses is fiddling with a snowflake decoration in front of a large Christmas tree. She's staring apprehensively across the room. The two men enter.
Mom! Merry Christmas!
Boys! Boys!
Oh, weird traffic.
Woo!
Woo!
Coins.
Oh. Wait, Patrick. I found another recipe on the gourmet site this morning.
Oh, well, it better not be for onions. I emailed you my mother's recipe this morning.
Well.
Mom, where's Over?
He promised me they'd be here by dinner.
Hey, did you hear from Ben? We didn't know what time his flight was getting in.
Well, of course. He missed both morning flights. Honey, we're in here.
Millie's famous brownies.
Oh, so sweet of her.
That is...
Dad!
Patrick,
hey.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Kelly signs to Thad. An old yellow estate car pulls up outside the house. A young woman with dark hair and glasses climbs out and stomps along the snow to get something from the back seat. She tries to heave out a basket of washing, but it drops on the ground. Meredith and Everett, a couple from the shop, are in their car. She hangs up her mobile phone.
Sorry.
You don't have to be nervous.
I'm not.
They're gonna love you.
I hate her.
Amy.
What?
Generosity. Generosity of spirit.
Thank you.
Amy, you're gonna get me in trouble.
What?
Well, I thought no one had even met the girl.
No, I was down in New York in October.
Oh, that's right, the young man. What was his name? How's that going?
Kelly.
So, you had dinner with them?
So, she is a total phony. She's completely uptight. She dragged us to this friggin' stiff restaurant. She talked the entire time. I mean, oh, you just wait.
What?
She's got this incredibly grotesque throat-clearing tick. It's like, it's like she's digging for clams.
Make way for ducklings.
Suzanne, honey?
Suzanne! Hi, Quinn.
Sarah!
Hi.
Quinn!
Here.
Oh, long drive.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Granddaughter.
Grandpa!
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Is Everett here yet?
Amy, oh, my God, was just telling us all about Meredith. She's a throat clearer.
Sybil, why do you encourage her?
Yeah,
well, Amy never likes anyone.
Patrick, I love you.
That took years.
Yeah.
So, Sess, you got her on the phone once, right?
A little curt.
Mm-hmm. Should you do that throat thing?
What are you talking about? I have to pee. When's Ben being here?
There.
Ready? Yeah, they're all watching, you know.
They...
Yeah.
Meredith looks around anxiously.
Kelly will be out in a minute, and he'll bring us in.
The family watches as Everett opens the door for Meredith.
Everett!
Meredith ducks out of the way of a hug.
I told you. Did I tell you?
She offers Kelly a handshake, but he goes in for a big hug.
How are you? Excuse
me. Meredith. Meredith, this is Dad.
Oh, yes.
Hey, buddy.
Thaddeus.
Oh, beautiful.
Hello, I'm Meredith. I've heard so much about you.
And this is Patrick.
Oh, hello.
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 Hi, dear.
Well, I should shock her.
You remember Amy, right? Oh,
Amy, yes. Merry Christmas.
You remember me, right?
I do.
The mother.
That's right. And this is Sybil. Mom, hello. This is Meredith.
Hello. You have a lovely home.
All the better to entertain you, my dear.
Well.
Welcome.
And Merry Christmas.
Sure.
Welcome to our
Mom, don't overdo it. Will you help
Susanna? What am I overdoing?
Hi. Welcome. I'm Susanna. And this is Elizabeth.
Oh. You have nice shoes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let me get a picture, please.
Okay. Picture.
Here we go.
Family.
Okay. Everybody just move in.
Your mother.
All right. So Patrick, you get a move in across.
Okay, wait.
Amy, come on, get in.
Amy.
Not everybody. Here we go.
Out of the mouth.
Where's Ben?
Get tight.
Yeah,
a little closer.
Oh,
Everett?
Why are you making such a big deal out of this? Can it really matter?
Yes, I think it matters. And no, I am not sleeping with you in your bed in your parents' house.
Sybil put us in here together.
And I said, I don't think it's right.
What you're saying is you just don't screw?
Oh, nice.
It's nice.
I know how fun this could be for
I'm
you if you tried to make it more complicated.
Yeah,
but really,
separate bedrooms. Everett, hey. It's so silly.
She just doesn't feel comfortable.
Well, why should she be comfortable? Putting Amy out of her room and all.
What? I hope I'm not putting anyone out.
Me out? Oh, you're putting me out.
Why aren't you sleeping in Everett's room? He's your friend, isn't he? Did Did you have a fight?
Elizabeth.
Of course not.
Can I try your shoes?
Amy, I'm so sorry. There must be someplace else I... Oh.
Raising a finger, she answers her phone.
This is Meredith. Oh, hold on. It's my sister.
Oh. Yes, well, we'll just be downstairs. Give you your privacy. Come on, Elizabeth, let's go. Careful.
Amy sulks.
Amy.
Careful now. They hate me. Yes, I'm being myself.
Meredith goes to see Everett.
May I come in?
Don't need an invitation, Meredith.
She stands close to him.
Don't be thinking you'd be getting any now.
Hey. Why would you keep those in here? Don't you...
That's... That's from a long time ago.
He puts away his Most Valuable Player award.
This isn't easy for me. Meeting everyone.
Oh, no, it's not.
She looks at their reflection in the mirror.
Look at them. Just look at them.
She kisses him on the cheek.
Ben, oh my God.
Amy!
Wait until you meet her.
Wait, meet who? Come here.
Meredith!
No smoking pot in the house, you hear me? No pot in the house. I mean it this time.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
And Christmas is not going to be clothing optional this year. We've got company.
Roger.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, look at the... Who's this? Wow. Man, what have you been working
on? Hey, Ben.
Everett. Wow, Everett in a tie. Look at this.
Running for mayor.
Hey, you look gorgeous.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I want you to meet Meredith.
Ben gazes up at Meredith.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. What is going on with him?
All hail! The prodigal son returned.
Hey, Mama. Found your laundry here. Big sack of filthy Christmas laundry just for you.
Hey!
Where's your husband?
What husband?
Huh?
That husband. He'll be around Christmas.
Oh, Queen Bee, how you doing?
Arigato.
Arigato. So, where's Dad?
He ran away, joined the circus.
Better circus.
Yeah, less clowns.
Elizabeth loosened the heel on Meredith's pink shoe. Oh.
Sorry, but we might have some glue.
No, it's
oh, no.
It's okay. I think I have another pair for that outfit.
It's a good color.
Excuse me.
Hey, you need a hand with that? Now, don't dilly-dally there, pretty lady. We're all gonna be down here talking about you. You remember Miss Lewin? Remember her?
Yeah. Second grade?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, are we talking about the one without the lips?
Exactly. Man,
ew,
I was so into her.
You are a freak.
Yeah. Ah, she's sweet, right? Okay. Incredible.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't she seem incredible?
Yeah, it appears that she is incredible.
So, Everett, where'd you find her?
Hong Kong, last spring. Well, actually, over on Kowloon side, not Hong Kong Island. Although we were both staying there, on Hong Kong Island, that is. Everett at the Grand Hyatt, I was at the Mandarin. But we were introduced in the lobby of the Peninsula. That's on Kowloon side! Anyway, I was there for this post-post unification conference, and I had a meeting over at the Peninsula, and there I am crossing the lobby, and who do I see but Rachel Graham?
Who?
What were you wearing?
It had been, what, 10 years more? God, almost 16. Andover. So there I am catching up with Rachel, and here comes Everett. Of course, I don't know him, but Rachel does. They got their masters together. And you hadn't seen each other in, what was it, at least 8 years? Anyway, the point is, Everett was lost. You remember?
What?
How you were lost.
I'm pretty sure I was pretending.
He was on his way to take some boat out to, what was the name of that place again?
Lantau. Lantau Island.
Right. Some pilgrimage he'd gotten into his head on his way to see some Buddha statue at some monastery.
Oh, well, in fact, it's one of the largest metal Buddhas in the world.
Metal Buddha?
Yeah, it's over 3 stories tall.
Fascinating.
You can stay at this monastery, actually. Share meals with the monks. But they've taken a vow of silence.
A vow of what? Your tie's crooked.
Sounds incredible. Now, how long were you there?
Well, he never made it, of course. One thing led to another. Rachel suggested lunch. We got to talking.
Everett, what did you two talk about?
I don't remember.
Will you take that goddamn tie off already? Please, of course you remember. See, Everett was there on business with Steve, working out their position for the IPO this spring. Well, of course, that's what I do.
Really?
Within the Asian market. Anyway, so lunch led to drinks, which led to dinner, and Rachel took off, and really, that's how Everett and I spent our first night together.
Yeah.
Me just putting in my 2 cents, going over that report. I just showed Everett a few things that needed to be done.
Meredith was a real help.
I think we're just lucky. Both in the right place, the right time.
Destiny.
Right, honey?
Right.
She puts her hand on his knee.
Well. Okay, so.
Oh, here. Let me help you with that.
No. Don't trouble yourself. You're the guest. All right, where is it?
Right here. Well, then maybe I'll just wash my hands.
All right, Ben, come on, Ben.
Still working on it, honey.
I told you.
It's in there.
What?
Mom, listen, I want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do.
There's something I want to ask you.
Yeah. I thought that might be it, but now's not the time.
Patrick walks in and disturbs their conversation. The rest of the family are playing charades.
No.
Safe.
Done.
Open.
Chest.
Opening
hair.
It up.
Chest
second
hair.
Word.
No.
Oh, Billy, don't be a hero.
That's it?
That's a song?
Yes, it's a song. You've heard it. No.
Whose clue was that? It's not very... It's not good.
I want to go again.
No. You need to wind it down.
No.
Elizabeth.
Calm down.
Meredith hasn't had a turn yet.
I'm drinking Cokes all day.
No, that's all right.
No. I'll find one for you.
No, really.
Oh,
I don't...
Come on, Mare. Come on.
Yeah. Come on, LaMare.
There. That one's perfect.
Meredith looks at the clue.
It's a movie.
Okay, movie.
No talking.
Amy.
Movie.
Four words.
Second word.
Beekeeper.
Yuli's Gold.
Second word.
Wedding.
Marriage.
Ring.
Bride. Princess Bride.
4 words.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Oh, no, that's 6.
You know what the answer is.
I'm just trying to help.
Third word.
Put on.
Nylons. Dress. Personal about style. Or apparel.
Put on.
Suit.
Fourth word. It's okay. 4th word.
I can't believe you're pointing at him.
What?
Who?
No, I...
You're totally pointing at him.
Which guy?
I wasn't pointing at him.
You still are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Is he a clue?
4th word.
I wasn't.
4th word.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Meredith.
Meredith. Wow, you guys are such unbelievable jerks.
No, Meredith, don't quit. Come on.
What just happened?
Shorty, fetch that for me, please.
I don't even know how to read.
What was the answer?
The bride wore black.
Thank you, Amy.
Why do I have to be such a meanie?
Don't. What did I ever do to her?
You can't just let her run you off like that. She's just getting back at you for taking her room.
Oh, yeah. Some help you were in that department. The natives would never dream of letting their god sleep on a couch. Not when they have me to blame.
Meredith, now you're being...
I am not a completely ridiculous person, Everett. I can see you beginning to look at me like they do.
No, it's not true.
Isn't it? You're telling me you're not wondering why you brought me here? That you're not beginning to have doubts?
No.
That you don't wish I were different.
Different? Different how? Hey, I was joking. I was just joking.
I wouldn't want you just because you were a good guy who got caught up in something and then couldn't find the break.
Hey, I'm not a good guy.
Yes, you are.
He's coming for that ring. That's what he wants to talk to me about. He intends to give that girl my mother's wedding ring.
Well, what I don't understand is what he sees in her.
See, I was on to you, Mr. Oh, so innocent.
No, I don't mean that. She's attractive, she's intelligent, obviously successful. She's better mannered than any one of us.
Oh, come on, give me a break. You stick a silver spoon up any monkey's butt, it's bound to go please and thank you. Like, big deal.
She is a fine woman.
Oh, so fine.
She doesn't seem to know or trust herself very well.
Thank you, Professor.
Which means, I'm afraid, that our Everett may not know himself at all.
Outside the house, a thick layer of snow has formed on the ground. Sybil's in the kitchen, staring through the window.
You're up early. Did you sleep all right?
Thank you. Has Everett woken? It's freezing. Is there coffee?
Coming up.
Good morning, Amy.
Sybil goes over to Amy.
Hello, my lastborn.
Good morning.
Oh, Amy, I meant to tell you. We got a card from the Stevensons the other day. You remember Brad, don't you?
Very funny.
Brad Stevenson. Still in town. Still available.
Yeah, well.
Brad popped Amy's cherry.
Mom!
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Is that not accurate? Poor guy still holding out for her. Guess he got a taste of something he liked.
Okay, Mom.
Hmm?
Could you not? Oh.
Milk's in the fridge if you need it.
Amy and Meredith go to the fridge.
Amy, you take milk?
Yeah, but I can do it.
Meredith steps towards Amy.
I'm really sorry that you had to sleep on the couch last night. Maybe we can take turns.
Don't sweat it.
I wish you'd give me a chance, whatever it is that I did wrong.
I said don't sweat it.
I don't know what I did to you. I really don't. But you know, I don't care whether you like me or not.
Oh, of course you do.
She's going to the inn?
What excuse did she give?
Something about having a bad back. Said she could get them to put a board under her mattress at the inn.
Amy, just be the kind child I know you to be, please.
Well, we are definitely in trouble now.
Here we go.
Come on. Go. Come on.
Except for Ben, Scarpa, as Everett heads back into the house.
that morning.
Morning.
Excuse me, family?
Everett.
I just want to know who said something to her.
To whom, dear?
Meredith's checking into the inn.
That's right. That's right. We actually heard something about that.
And now her sister Julie's coming to join her.
Her sister?
Her sister Julie, whom I've never met, is giving up Christmas with her entire family in order to be with Meredith.
Come on, now she called her sister?
That's it. I see what's going on here. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be easy with you guys. I just figured you'd give her a hard time, have a good laugh, but then back off.
Everett, honey,
please,
really.
Mom. Now, if this is about me, okay, this is how this is going to go. You're all going to pull your fangs out of her and remind yourselves that whatever it is you think she is, Meredith's somebody that means a lot to me. So you better start getting used to the idea.
Jeez. Okay.
Everett, I expected a little more at least of you.
Ben swaggers out to the car and taps his mug on the window next to where Meredith is sitting. Reluctantly, she winds down the window.
What?
Oh, well, you know, the coffee's not too good over there at the inn.
Oh. Thank you.
So, you're coming back, right? You'll come back?
Yeah, I'm just checking in.
Good. Good deal. Oh, boy. What a day.
Well, thank you.
I had a dream about you last night.
What?
Yeah, I did. I ended up having a dream about you.
Well, what was I doing?
Well, let's go. You coming?
Yeah. Oh, you know, you got to make sure to bring back the mug because it's Sybil's favorite. Oh, she'll kill you.
So, we are going to welcome Meredith back without judgment. We will welcome her and her sister Julie into our home with open arms. We will try to behave like a civilized family might. Right, Amy?
Why do you keep singling me out?
Well, imagine what she had to have felt in order for her to call her sister.
She's staying. You gotta give her credit for that.
Yeah, excuse me. I'd like to say something here, if I may.
Forget it. And I know you gave her my mug.
Let's just vote Ben off the island.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of all of you.
Oh, there's some news.
Even you.
He's gonna ask me for that ring, I know it.
We can't marry her.
Thank you. Where have you been?
They don't even love each other.
You just watch. He's gonna ask me for that
Mom.
Ring.
Mom. Huh? Enough about the ring.
What ring?
Grandma's wedding ring.
Oh.
Mom.
Yep.
This is the woman I'm going to marry.
We're talking about Meredith, right?
Mom, do you remember when I was dating Beckett Royce?
Oh, but she was great.
But what you told me was when I met the woman who was to be my wife, that I should come to you, that I should come to you because you wanted that woman to wear your mother's wedding ring. Well, I met that woman, and I want to ask you for the ring that you promised me. I'm going to give it to Meredith tomorrow. On Christmas.
She gives him a warm smile, but then shakes her head.
No.
Mom.
I can't. That woman.
That woman?
Okay, Meredith. It's just, honey, I can't give you my mother's wedding ring so that she can...
You made a promise to me.
Tough shit. I'm sorry. I know you're disappointed. But think how I feel.
He walks out, and she holds her head in her hand.
Oh.
Oh, God damn it! Who took the last of the coffee and didn't make more? There's supposed to be a pot right here. I mean, who doesn't know the rules?
I'm sorry, I was just watching.
You're back.
I can make more coffee.
All right, who put all the crap on my desk, huh?
Sybil, Meredith's making us breakfast.
Huh? It's for tomorrow. It's for Christmas morning. It's Strada. It's a Morton family tradition. I know that you and Patrick have dinner all planned out, but I wanted to contribute something. And my sister's coming. I just wanted to do something for everyone.
Well, that should be nice. Everything all right at the inn?
Yes, thank you.
I hope they put you in a room near Patrick and Thad. Thank you for bringing my mug back.
Thad and Everett are looking at engagement rings.
Going to be a lot of broken hearts in this town.
What do you think of this one?
Oh, that's a beautiful choice. Platinum setting. I believe that's a 3-carat stone.
That's good. Dad, what do you think? Is it big enough?
Let me just look up the specifics on that one.
Thad puts his hand on Everett's.
Do you see a different one?
Not to work.
What?
Marry her, Everett. Please, don't marry her.
Dad, I am getting married.
Thad looks away.
Is this about Mom?
Here we are. It's a lovely ring.
So the bread absorbs this. Mm-hmm. And then... Oh, hi, Susanna.
Have you ever seen Mom?
Yeah. She's taking a nap.
And then, really, it's just as fast as your wrist allows. Just fast.
You've done that before.
Every Christmas.
Susanna heads upstairs. She knocks on the bedroom door and goes inside to find Sybil lying on. She picks up the book that's by her mother's side and sits next to her. She curls up next to Sybil, gently resting her pregnant belly against her. As she places her hand on her mother's arm, Sybil opens her eyes and stares ahead, looking upset. Sybil gently cups her hand against her face.
Who else knows?
In the snow, Ben's sitting next to his father on the stand by a football field. Ben slips on a hat.
You want a brownie?
No, thanks.
Yeah, good.
Ben looks out across the snow.
So, it's worse this time, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Mom, Dad. I mean, Mom.
It's not good. Only found out a couple of weeks ago.
Should've known longer than that.
Well, we weren't sure. And she wanted to wait, you know, until after Christmas to tell you kids.
Ben bows his head and starts to sob.
I know, Ben. I know.
Kelly puts an arm around his son.
This gets folded in. Okay. A touch more oregano. More parmesan. Goes in the fridge overnight and then just bakes for a bit in the morning.
Are those mushrooms?
Yeah, those are mushrooms.
Isn't Everett allergic to mushrooms?
He is.
Ben returns home and gives Sybil a big hug.
Hi, honey. What? Oh, well, okay. Honey.
I love you, Mom. I love you.
What's going on? What's wrong?
You and Daddy have fun getting stoned? Kelly.
Yeah.
Ben looks over at Meredith.
Okay. What do we got going on over here? Santa's workshop. Okay, what can I do to be a service? Meredith, what can I do to make you happy?
Well, I think I'm all set.
Okay.
Everett had to run some errands in town, and then he and Thad were going to meet Julie's bus.
Okay. So now, are those mushrooms?
I didn't know!
A bus pulls up outside a large civic building lined with columns. Everett taps Thad on the arm and points over at the approaching bus. The bus door opens.
Where should I park?
I only saw a picture of her once.
Careful.
A young woman with long blonde hair appears.
Is that her?
She falls down the bus steps.
Julie.
Ow.
Julie.
You all right, miss?
Yeah.
Julie, do you think you can stand?
Yeah.
What is it?
No, not something. It's my knee.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
No, it's my fault. It's okay.
Can you bend it?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Can you step around?
Yeah. That's fine. Thank you. God.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, thanks.
You all right?
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
You got it?
Really no big deal. I'm fine.
Well, what happened? Well, she fell.
She fell getting up.
So embarrassing. No, I just missed a step. Totally my fault.
Oh, no.
Please, you've all got to stop.
No, really, are you sure?
Look, it's not even bleeding now. Julie, you poor thing. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Amy, hurry.
These are like a million years old.
What took you so long?
Ah, Amy, the mean sister.
You got that right.
And you're with Thad, right?
Yes, I'm Patrick. Merry Christmas.
Here. Let me help you. Why don't we go to the bathroom? What a great kid, huh? Perfect for Ben.
Ben seems thoughtful as the two sisters head off together.
Kidding.
Strata, for tomorrow.
Meredith, what am I doing here? You're cooking? Everything is fine now? What did you have me come for?
Well, they certainly like you, don't they?
I'm
going to get a chunky. Oh, Julie.
Great.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is you do?
Oh, me? I review artist grants proposals.
At the Rockefeller Foundation.
Well, Ben is a documentary film editor.
Yeah, and Amy's a teacher, and Thad's an architect, so what?
Are you in New York?
San Francisco.
Actually, I live in Berkeley.
Hey, you know, I wasn't speaking for you. Oh, well, you know,
signed something really, really bad.
Oh, Elizabeth Tattletale. I saw what Grandma signed.
Way to go. Nice signage. Nice. So, how is it that you and Everett never met?
Well, Julie's impossible. She's been traveling all year.
Oh.
They finish eating.
So you're being deaf.
Oh, actually, we were amazed by how little issue the agency had over the whole hearing thing.
Ah, there's so many more questions about our history as a couple.
And about money.
Well, this may be a personal question, but do you have a preference about the child's race?
Julie.
I'd like a little black baby.
Don't you already have a little black baby?
Can you dig it?
I'm so sorry,
it totally doesn't matter to us.
I was just wondering.
Julie? I'm just so excited about having this child at all.
Thad seems pleased by Julie's interest.
I'm sorry. I would sign, but I don't know the language.
Oh. Well, it's okay.
Well, do you boys believe in nature versus nurture? I mean, is that all a concern in terms of bringing a child into your house?
I'm not sure I follow you.
Why wouldn't you bring it to the house?
Well, I just mean the gay thing. You know, I mean, there's no irrefutable evidence one way or the other. And yes, they think they've isolated a gene, but what does that mean? They don't know what it's for or what it does.
Didn't they determine it's for window treatments?
There you go.
Well, one of the contributing factors to being gay may very well be the environment.
Well, I mean, look at my drapes, right? Aren't they horrible? There's absolutely no way. It was this environment.
Meredith, most of us here believe that sexual orientation is a result of a genetic predisposition, much like handedness.
Hand?
Well, that and Mom. You tried to make us all gay.
Hey, what are you talking about? I didn't try, Everett. No, true. I did hope. I did desperately hope that you would all be gay. All my boys, and then you'd never leave me. I'm so sorry, by the way, girls.
Oh, right.
Sue asked me when I was 8 years old if I was gay.
Hey, she asked all of us that.
Yeah, Thad, stop pretending you're so special.
Hey, Ben, are you sure that you're not gay?
Hey, I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it.
I gave up hope on Ben years ago.
You didn't really hope for gay children, did you?
Sybil glares at her.
Well, I don't think that anyone wishes for that.
Meredith.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, please don't misunderstand me. I just don't think that any parent would hope for a child to be challenged like that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear a word you said.
Sorry, this isn't coming out right. All I'm trying to say is that what I mean to say is life is hard enough as it is, and it just seems to me that you wouldn't want to make it any more difficult for your child. I mean, Patrick, you must understand what I'm trying to say, right?
What did you say?
Oh, well now, boss, I think we have been hit twice.
No, I'm sorry, I did not mean that. Honestly,
why don't you try saying what it is you do mean?
Meredith looks humiliated.
Everett?
Thad appears uncomfortable.
All right, that's enough.
Meredith pleads with the family.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's enough.
I just think any parent would want a normal child.
Ow! God damn you, okay?
Sybil.
Don't Sybil me.
Just for the child's sake, just to make it easier for the child.
That's enough!
Everyone request.
Too much, Everett. It's enough.
Excuse me.
Meredith leaves the table.
Meredith.
Thanks a lot.
She slams the door in Everett's face. The family sit in awkward silence around the table.
I know how she can seem.
Hey! Hey, you!
She throws a fork across the table to get Thad's attention, then signs to him. I love you.
I
And you are more normal than any other asshole sitting at this table. I need a fork. Thanks, man.
Is she okay?
How would you feel?
Meredith gets into the car, accidentally puts it into reverse, and speeds backwards across the driveway. The family listen as she tries to accelerate forwards out of the tree she's just driven into. Amy laughs.
Amy, not funny.
I'm gonna go.
I got her.
Yeah.
Ben gets up and leaves. Everett.
Excuse me, I lost my appetite.
Everett.
Ben runs across the snowy driveway to find the car wedged against a tree with Meredith inside, sobbing. He walks around to the driver's window. He signals for her to wind down the window.
Seems to be the problem here, ma'am.
Uneasy as Meredith sobs emphatically. He gets in the car.
I know where we can go.
Everett comes off the phone.
Any luck?
He ignores her and enters the living room.
I'm gonna go look for him.
Oh, Everett, take our car.
Oh, wait, I'm coming with you. Can we finish this later?
Julie takes the keys.
Let's go.
Everett and Julie search the inn.
She's not in her room.
Excuse me. You sure there are no messages?
Sorry.
Where would you have taken her?
Thanks, Gus.
Sure, Ben. Have a lemon.
Oh.
At a bar, Ben buys two bottles of beer and takes them over to Meredith, who has already had several drinks.
I am not a bad person.
You're a total mess. Look at you.
I am?
I mean that in the best possible sense, of course. You know that.
I do. I love the gays! Gay people!
They know that.
Then why? I took her to the nicest restaurant I know, and she didn't say a word to me. Not one word. All evening, but I tried, and I try, and I would have slept on the couch.
Maybe you should stop.
He places his hand on hers, which calms her down.
Just stop. Stop trying. You know, it's exhausting. Trying to keep that lid screwed on so tight. Just, you know, relax.
He removes his hand from hers, then leans back and links both hands behind his head.
Try it.
She sits back with her shoulders hunched and tries to relax. Ben watches with bemusement as she puts her hands behind her head and slumps back into the seat. She tilts her head backwards, looking ill at ease.
I'm not comfortable.
Here's the thing, Meredith. You have a freak flag. You just don't fly it.
It was the first totem pole to be raised in that community in 100 years. And it was just because this guy, I guess he was a fisherman, would wander around, you know, from bar to bar, talking about how he had this hole in his heart. That's how he put it. And he said he couldn't sleep. He would just lie there in bed because of this hole in his heart. So you don't even want to hear this.
No. Tell me.
The community got together and they found the guy a log. The guy had never carved a thing before in his life. It took him 5 years. I flew there for the raising. It was just this tiny, tiny island off of the coast. The whole town was there. It was incredible. I mean, you just couldn't look at it without crying.
I'd love to see that.
Well, it's there for you.
Ben's watching Meredith, who's leaning on the jukebox, swaying her hips to the music.
Ben! Ben Stump.
Holy crow!
Brad!
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Merry Christmas. You remember David from school?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Dave. Happy holidays. So what's going on? You guys working tonight?
Yeah, just got off.
You here with Amy?
No, I was just kind of, this is Meredith. Meredith Morton, this is Brad Stevenson. That's David Silver. We went to school together. Meredith and Everett,
hold the phone. Brad. Brad Stevenson? Oh my God. Aren't you the guy that popped Amy's cherry?
Do I know you?
Oh, this is too good. Oh, you gotta let me buy you a drink. What do you say? And you too, what did you say your name was?
David.
Yep, that's what I'm gonna do. I am gonna buy you boys some beers. Everyone in here, bartender, I would like to buy a round for the house.
Come right up. Do you feel like you chose?
What do you
mean? I don't know. Chose your life? Said, this is the thing I'm gonna do. These are the things I want. Not necessarily because you were good at this one thing or because everybody told you that that's what you should want. Because everybody said that's who you were. I don't know. I mean, like this artist Grant's work. How did you know that that's the thing you were going to be passionate about?
Who said I was passionate about it?
No, don't do that. Don't joke. You know, I've been thinking about this monastery I miss seeing in Hong Kong. Like, that's an important thing.
Then you should go.
I want to go to Alaska. I do. I want to see that totem pole. I want to see that thing that felt like a hole in the center of that guy. The thing he needed to make just so he could sleep.
Meredith leaps up from her seat and dances in the center of the bar.
Hey, Brad, dance with me.
Better do what she says, Brad.
Oh, come on, Brad, dance with me.
She pulls Brad to his feet and forces him to dance. Ben and David laugh at them. She grabs his arms and makes him twirl her around. Give
Listen, you tell me. I don't know what I did to her. I don't know what I said.
Well, you know, I haven't seen Amy in over a year. I'm not really sure if I can help
you. You haven't seen her in over a year? Well, how are you gonna get her, Brad, huh? How do you think you're gonna get her like that?
Well, I don't even know if she wants to see me,
Of course she does. Look, Brad, I like you. You should come over tomorrow. It's Christmas. I'm making breakfast. I'm inviting you. You come over.
Do you guys want another beer?
Yeah. Wait.
She nearly falls.
Do you know what would be great? Do you know what would be just like the most perfect thing right now? If we could figure out how to get a little pot.
Maybe they went back to the house.
Do you want to get some coffee?
No.
I don't know. Get some coffee or something.
They're speaking in Julie's bedroom doorway.
I thought... It's funny.
What is?
This.
Everett. You know, I can't. So, good night.
She closes the door on him. Julie washes her face in the sink. Then there's a knock at the door. She grins to herself and opens the door.
Oh.
Ah.
Mr. Stone.
No, it's Kelly. Please, Julie. I don't mean to bother you. Is Meredith here?
No, she hasn't shown up yet.
I wanted to apologize to her. And I'd like to apologize to you also.
Sybil's reading in bed when Everett walks past her open door.
Everett?
He steps backwards into the doorway.
Honey, look, I'm sorry. I really am.
I'm not really sure I believe that.
Everett.
He walks away.
Everett?
Ben and Meredith are sitting in the car together.
So what was that dream?
Which?
You told me how to dream about me, but you didn't finish. You didn't say what I was doing.
You were shoveling snow.
What?
You were just a little girl in a flannel nightgown. And you were shoveling snow from the walk in front of our house. And I was the snow. I was the snow. And everywhere it landed, everything it covered. And you scooped me up.
They gaze wistfully into each other's eyes.
With a big red shovel, you scooped me up.
She watches him with fondness. Patrick's turning all the lights off in the kitchen. Thad observes him with a loving expression on his face. Patrick walks up to him and signs.
What? Nothing.
Thad switches off the final light and helps Patrick put on his jacket. Kelly enters from outside.
Hey. Everybody asleep?
Okay, but at 4:30.
Kenny waves at Susanna, who's talking on the phone. He sits opposite her.
Hi.
Daddy's here. John says hi.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Kelly strokes Amy, who's sleeping next to Susanna.
She's nice like this, isn't she?
Susanna laughs softly.
All right. I'm going to bed.
Okay. I'm going to go too. We'll see you tomorrow then. Merry Christmas. I love you too.
You coming up?
Are you kidding? This is my favorite part.
There's a film playing on the TV.
Merry Christmas, my Susanna.
Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Kelly heads upstairs, and Susanna turns up the television volume. Kelly sits on his bed beside Sybil, who's fallen asleep, with her book resting on her lap. He removes his slippers and glasses, switches off the lamp, then cuddles up to Sybil.
Hi there.
Well, hello.
She strokes his hair.
You need a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
See how mad he is at me. It's not her. You know, honey?
Hmm?
It's not her. I feel sorry for her. I do. It's just that he's making this mistake. And I won't be here.
Kelly searches for the words.
I only want him to be happy.
He'll be fine. We all will. No matter what. You'll see.
He touches her face. They kiss. Whilst watching the old movie, Susanna wells up.
Let your heart be light. Next year,
Thad and Patrick are walking arm in arm along the snowy streets. Sybil unbuttons her shirt, and Kelly touches her mastectomy scars on her chest. She cries as he touches her. Then they kiss passionately. An enigmatic smile appears on Susanna's face as she watches the film. Julie looks out of her bedroom window and sees her walking along a path, holding hands. She returns to her bed with a book, but seems distracted by her thoughts. Everett's sitting up in bed, holding his engagement ring in one hand and his mobile phone in the other. He makes a call and clicks the ring box shut.
Until then, we'll have
Meredith's phone rings in the footwell of the car, but she's asleep on the front seat with Ben, her head resting against his shoulder.
So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
morning, and the wrecked car is sitting on the front drive. Elizabeth rushes down the stairs in her pajamas.
Merry Christmas, granddaughter.
Merry Christmas, Grandpa.
Just stockings.
Just stockings.
Meredith wakes up in Ben's bed and stretches her arms out wide. She looks around at the unfamiliar surroundings, and a look of dread creeps across her face. Kelly strides across the landing and knocks on Ben's door.
Ben?
Oh, my God!
Ben?
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ben?
He opens the door and finds Meredith scrambling for her clothes.
Oh. I'm sorry. I was looking for Ben.
He closes the door, looking shocked and confused. Sybil walks up to Everett, who's pouring himself a coffee.
Well, my car's back.
Merry Christmas.
Grandmother's ring, but he doesn't react.
Don't be a jerk. I just said Merry Christmas.
Dad put you up to this.
I think you and I need to get something straight.
Here we go.
Not now, Kelly.
Right, okay.
Jesus, Kelly, not now.
Yeah, hey, fine. Hey, Everett.
You had a charmed life, kid. I blame myself.
Mom, you never made anybody's life easier.
What the hell do you know about it?
Oh, I know a little.
He takes another look at the ring.
I'm sick, honey.
He overflows with emotion.
And you can't fix it. Not even by getting married.
With tears in his eyes, he hugs her. They both perch on the kitchen table.
I know this is probably a tall order, but I need you to do me a favor and try not to be so perfect, all right?
I'm far from perfect.
I'd hate to see you miss out on something. Because you had the picture in your mind or you thought you could change something you can't. I'd hate to see you not find what you really want. Oh, but Everett. It's your ring. It's your decision.
I'll find it.
Julie.
Oh. I was just getting coffee. I'm sorry.
No, wait, Julie.
Oh, my God.
Fully dressed, Meredith opens the bedroom door and peeks out. Ben emerges from the bathroom behind her, wearing just a towel around his waist.
Oh, hey, there you are. How'd you sleep? Okay?
She slaps him across the face, which the family hears from downstairs. His grandmother's ring.
Try it on.
What?
Yeah, just try it on. I want to see if it fits.
No.
Come on.
Everett.
Yeah.
No, my hands are bigger than Meredith's anyway.
Julie, come on, I just want to see.
Yeah, but isn't that sort of bad luck?
Yeah, it's very bad luck. It
Sybil,
is.
My love is now a better time for
you. No!
He slips the ring on her engagement finger, and an awkward silence descends.
Is beautiful.
Sybil and Kelly watch, dumbfounded.
Okay, Everett, what's going on?
Julie.
It's a beautiful ring, Everett.
We'll just get a little soap.
I can't.
Where'd everybody go? Want to open some presents? Come on.
Oh, my God.
Is it stuck?
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, of course it's stuck. I told you.
What's stuck?
My hands are bigger than Meredith's.
Butter.
Hey.
That's it, butter.
Come on, let's get the show on the road, people.
She can't get it off.
Can't get what off?
Grandma's ring.
I'm not doing this on purpose.
I didn't say that.
I hate to say this, but please be careful of the setting.
Is she all right?
I'm fine.
Meredith, wait a second. Meredith.
How dare you?
Meredith, wait a second.
Are we opening presents or what?
I shouldn't cry.
I'm not crying.
What? Julie?
Meredith. Where have you been?
I just got here. Julie, dear, are you all right?
Julie?
Meredith? Well, what's she doing in there, Julie?
Meredith.
Julie, let me in.
Meredith.
Julie?
What is all the racket?
All right, Amy.
Julie and Meredith lock themselves in a bathroom.
Morning.
Morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What's wrong? What are you doing?
Meredith.
What?
She shows her the ring.
What's that?
It's your wedding ring.
Oh, my God, Julie!
All right, everybody, let's just give him a little room. Come on, let's go. Let's go!
He's gonna propose?
Yeah, if I can get it off.
What are you doing with my wedding ring?
It's stuck. He wanted to see it on.
Why did he want to see it on you?
Where were you last night?
I can't tell you.
What do you mean you can't tell me?
Meredith coyly sniffs a bar of soap, but a cheeky smile betrays her.
No. Meredith. No. You didn't.
I'm so ashamed.
Jesus, Kelly, what did I do? What?
I'm gonna be watching you, mister. Yeah?
How'd she end up with the ring on her finger in the first place?
Well,
Now, who the hell is that?
Brad's on the doorstep, holding a gift and a poinsettia.
Amy. Merry Christmas.
Brad. Brad, what are you doing here?
Meredith invited me.
I know, it's terrible. Don't you think I know?
Why did you bring me here?
Don't yell at me. I needed my sister.
Meredith, how could you?
I know. Let me see the ring again.
Julie holds her hand up.
That's it?
Oh, what do you think this is?
All right. Oh, dear, I can't get you.
Meredith out of the can yet?
What is it, Amy?
Hey!
Brad!
What's up, Ben? Oh.
Merry Christmas. I got a letter from your mother the other day.
She loves you.
Oh. Merry Christmas.
Mr. Stone. Hi. Merry Christmas to you guys, too. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh, no, here she is. Meredith, you know, Brad.
Oh. Oh, my God, I totally forgot.
Maybe you would like to share with us how it is that you know Brad.
Oh, we were all at O'Malley's last night.
You guys were at O'Malley's?
Houndstooth, right? Houndstooth?
Eileen's basement.
Really? Meredith, nice.
Hey, let's open presents. Me next.
Don't you think we should talk?
Hey, me too.
I have something for everyone.
Case and unveils several wrapped gifts.
Here. It's for you.
Oh.
Every gift. Mm.
Everett, wow. Amy, thank you.
Amy. Suzanne.
Each holding identical-looking presents, they stare blankly at Meredith.
Well, open them.
Oh, yeah. It's so beautifully wrapped that I almost feel bad.
It's for you.
They start to unwrap the presents. Each one is a framed print of a black-and-white photograph of a pregnant Sybil.
I found the original on Everett's desk. I just thought it was so beautiful.
They each gaze at their own framed photo, mesmerized by the image. Amy begins to cry, and Sybil turns to her.
That's you and me, kid.
Amy nods, overwhelmed with emotion.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just assumed that it was Everett.
Sybil beams a smile.
Thank you very much.
Merritt, you did good.
Merritt, I'm...
Amy can't find the words.
Everett, please, I know what you're going to ask me.
No, that's just my point. I don't think you do.
Hey, Brad, you look hungry. I'm just going to pop the Strata in the oven. Everett, please.
Will you please stop
Everett,
talking
Everett,
and listen?
No, I will not marry you!
What? Julie looks stunned.
I'm sorry, Everett. I can't marry you. What?
You said... I'm not asking you to marry me.
You're not? You didn't...
Meredith turns to Julie, who covers up the engagement ring on her finger.
That's just great, isn't it? It's just perfect. It's not like I haven't been humiliated enough.
Meredith, it's not
like that. Oh, it's not? This isn't exactly the moment you've all been waiting for. You all hate me so much.
Meredith, that's not true.
Oh, I know what you see. Meredith, the spoiled, crazy, racist, bigot bitch from Bedford, right? That's what you all think? That is. That's what you all see when you look at me. Not good enough for Everett. Not like all of you. She comes all the way up here to ruin our Christmas and then she sleeps with his brother?
Everyone looks shocked and confused.
What? You slept with who?
With whom?
Do not look at me.
With Ben. I slept with Ben.
Excuse me. Could you just back up for a minute there? Everett, we did
What's
not...
What's the use?
Meredith, we did not sleep together.
We didn't?
No.
Isn't there anybody that loves me?
Meredith rushes out of the room towards the kitchen and opens the refrigerator.
Nice.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Meredith removes the two large egg strata dishes from the fridge. Then Amy and Sybil burst into the kitchen, knocking the dishes from her hands. The raw egg mixture pours all down Meredith's front.
Okay, Everett, look, I just want you to know...
Everett lunges at Ben.
Oh, my God, no, it's all right, sweetie. Let's just get this off. You're gonna be fine. Such a pretty hair.
I'm just as good as any of you.
Of course you are. Better, probably.
Ben.
I'm gonna get
Everett. When I get Everett. Everett, come on. Hey. Oh.
Sorry.
I know we've met.
Hi.
I'm Brad.
Julie.
Somebody's gonna get hurt.
What's so great about you guys?
Nothing. It's just that we're all we've got.
We're not so great.
And you! You're the worst! I'm the worst!
Amy slips over.
Stop
Everett.
Chasing me! I
Everett.
Didn't do anything! Stop
Boys.
Chasing me!
Boys!
Why does she think she slept with you?
Well, we were
kind of
wasted.
Everett chases Ben.
What this nuts?
Ben bundles into the kitchen.
Boy.
Everett and Ben wrestle under the table.
Everett! Ow! Oh. Stop! Everett, stop! Not the jacket! On the jacket. Go! You okay, Everett?
How could you do that?
I didn't do anything to you. She was passed out. I slept on the floor. Nothing happened. This is a brand thing. Look, you don't even love her, man. You don't love her.
Meredith overhears. Everett slaps Ben once more, and in the tussle, the table collapses, spilling the uncooked Christmas dinner all over the floor. Brad emerges from his ambulance parked in the driveway and carries a medical bag back towards the house. Kelly's mopping the floor and Julie's on the phone under the stairs.
To Bedford?
Yes.
Okay. At 5:30. And that's from campus? Okay, you too. Merry Christmas.
The engagement ring just fell off Julie's finger. She bends and picks it up. Everett dries his hair with a towel and checks a cut on his face in the bathroom mirror. He steps out of the bathroom and walks over to Meredith, who's sitting on the edge of the bed. He sits on the opposite side of the bed, with his back to her. An uncomfortable silence hangs between them. He smiles to himself as she clears her throat.
I'm sorry, Everett.
I'm sorry for everything.
You don't hate me, do you?
No. Of course not.
Amy walks out to the ambulance, holding a gift with a green bow on top. Brad's in the back of the vehicle.
Was this for me?
Elizabeth, you see Julie?
No.
Elizabeth, where did you get that ring?
The engagement ring.
Elizabeth?
She said to give it to Everett. She said to say goodbye.
It's 9 o'clock radio.
Amy opens the gift, which is in a clock radio box. Inside is a beautiful snow globe. Brad watches her with nervous anticipation as she holds it up.
Wow, Brad.
Everett runs out the front door.
Where's he going?
Who?
Everett jogs down the snowy road. Then Kelly starts up his car and reverses out of the drive with Thad in the passenger seat. Kelly follows Everett, and Amy clambers onto Brad's lap to get a better look. Kelly pulls up beside Everett on the road.
Get in.
Everett gets in the back. Meredith creeps into Ben's bedroom. Ben pats the bed, encouraging her to sit next to him. She puts down a bag of frozen peas, which she was using to soothe a bruise on her face she received from the commotion earlier. She sits next to Ben. Then he takes her arm and pulls her closer. She tenderly runs her finger over a plastered cut just above his eyebrow. He pushes her hair aside on her face.
A pear.
He places his hand on her shoulder, and she responds warmly to his touch, leaning closer to him.
What do you say you get out of these clothes?
She smiles flirtatiously.
It smells like puke.
Is it father?
I don't know.
Hey, have you seen her?
No.
The guy in there said...
Everett spots Julie waiting at a bus stop further down the road. He runs towards her. Thad and Kelly watch from the car.
Julie!
As he gets nearer, a bus pulls up at the stop.
Say goodbye.
Well, you were a little busy. Well, my bus is here.
You can't go.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let me help you with this.
Okay, thanks.
No, no, you can't go.
Everett.
Please, stay, Julie.
It's too much.
No, it's not.
They stand close together, eyes closed, foreheads touching.
Stay.
Watching from the car, Thad and Kelly can only see the bus. The bus pulls away from the stop, revealing Everett standing on his own. Thad and Kelly look disappointed. Everett stands motionless, hands in his pockets. He watches the bus pull away, wearing a forlorn expression. Suddenly the bus stops, and Everett's face fills with hope. He runs across the snow towards the bus. Julie steps off the bus and embraces Everett in the road.
Everett.
Julie.
Everett,
Julie.
I just wanted to ask if you were doing anything for New Year's.
Meredith and Ben are lying together on his bed, watching shadows of the falling snow drift across the sloped ceiling. He puts his arm around her, and she snuggles close to him.
Are you comfortable?
She nods.
Planes. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat.
She cuddles him tightly.
Repeat the sounding joy.
Sybil's staring out of the window at the snow with an enigmatic smile on her face.
Let's start with who's that guy Amy's making out with in the ambulance?
Now. Sybil.
ready.
It's snowing.
Sybil and Patrick watch the snow. Everett's walking alone through a park. He smiles to himself as snowflakes slowly descend around him. A new day, and the Stone family house is covered in a blanket of snow. A 4x4 pulls into the driveway. Thad and Patrick get out of the vehicle. Patrick takes some groceries out of the boot, and Thad carries a black baby. They enter the house, who also has a baby.
Here yet?
Oh, yeah, they called a while ago. They said they'd be here in time for dinner.
Patrick!
Hey.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, you too.
You're great.
Dad. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Hi. Merry Christmas.
Would you look at this young man? Hi. Oh. He is the King of Kings, King Gus, King of the World. Look at you.
Any luck with the stockings?
No, I can't find them.
Hey, you guys, we're ready.
They're ready. Go. Are you ready?
Come on.
You want to see the tree?
There's a tree.
Hey, we've got more ornaments.
Oh, wow. There he is. Look at this guy.
Edith, Brad, and John are decorating the tree.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Come on, check the fuse. Right. I'm gonna get this one. Okay, we all set?
Yeah.
Brad, you got it?
I got it.
All
right.
Oh, good. Okay. And then, cried Max, let the wild rumpus start.
They admire the Christmas tree lights and take a moment to reflect. Kelly looks tearful.
It is. It's a very good tree.
Elizabeth unwraps the delicate snowflake decoration.
Ooh, look at this one.
She hands it to Meredith, who gives it to Amy.
Here.
Thanks.
Meredith hugs Ben. Then Everett and Julie arrive. Everybody's there except for Sybil. As the family greet Everett and Julie, Amy stays by the tree with Brad. She lovingly watches him as he ties another bauble to the tree. She hangs the snowflake decoration on one of the branches, then steps back to admire it. Her smile fades as she fills with emotion.
You okay?
Her smile returns and she nods. Brad kisses her. On the wall is the framed black and white photo of Sybil, pregnant with Amy.